If you have a smartphone, you might not use a paper calendar anymore or an old tattered address book, and you no longer have to present a paper boarding pass at the airport. Well, a pilot project in Iowa could mean that soon you won't have to carry your plastic driver's license in your wallet anymore either. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
Iowa Department of Transportation Director Paul Trombino is standing in front of a mock-up of a smartphone driver's license at a recent Statehouse briefing.
This is a digitally encoded driver's license, which we're expecting to roll out later this year. It's on your cell phone, so you can carry it around with you.
Trombino demonstrates that first you access an app on the Internet. Next, with a PIN number, you fill in the app with information from your physical driver's license. Then your new virtual license downloads into your phone for you to present wherever you need an ID. But some Iowans who might be most affected by the change have their doubts.
From law enforcement perspective, I don't see any advantages.
That's Sergeant Scott Bright with the Iowa State Patrol.
First thing I thought about is, if we're making a traffic stop, is that violator going to be looking for their cell phone so they can get their license out before we stop the car?
Bright also doubts they could scan the information from a digital license without carrying the cell phone back to the squad car, and that raises obvious privacy concerns. On the plus side, computer security experts say the digital license could be more secure than a plastic license you might lose or leave lying around. But that doesn't mean there's any real need for this yet. Doug Jacobson directs the Information Assurance Center at Iowa State University.
My first thought was I wouldn't get one, but not necessarily for security reasons. You know, we've all stood in line at the airport behind the people trying to scan their QR codes to get board the airplane, and, you know, after about the fifth attempt.
And Jacobson says it would take some time for most people to consider this a valid ID. So with all the objections, what's the point of a digital driver's license? Andrea Henry at the Iowa DOT concedes there isn't exactly a clamor yet for this innovation.
However, we do know that customers are demanding services through their mobile devices more and more. It's really about just keeping up with technology.
And the technology company developing the app is pushing that concept to other motor vehicle departments around the country. Jenny Openshaw is vice president of Morpho Trust USA. She says customers do want to be able to renew their driver's licenses online, and she sees this as the next logical step.
I think that the digital driver's license doesn't so much solve a problem as it fulfills a need and a desire on the part of the American consumer to have everything that is important to us in electronic form and on the mobile device of our choice. People are more likely to leave their wallet at home these days than they are their cell phone.
Officials predict a rollout of the new smartphone license this year or next. That's after security and privacy concerns are carefully addressed and after DOT employees test it out for customer comfort. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Des Moines.